Yes, by leaps and bounds, the critical role of early childhood educators. And certainly, I'm sure reading will come up as well. Let's do the great introduction. Cassandra Earle, Associate Director, Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative. Good morning to you, Cassandra.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Ashley Karsten, Director of Early Childhood Kent ISD. Good morning to you, Ashley.
Good morning.
All right. Let's first of all talk about your organization when it comes to the role, the mission, and who you serve. Ashley Karsten.
Sure. I work for the Kent ISD. We're an educational service agency serving children birth through adults. I'm the director of early childhood, so the early childhood programs at Kent ISD include the Great Start Readiness Program, that's state-funded four-year-old preschool, Bright Beginnings, a home visiting program with playgroups, and then Great Start to Quality, working with local child care providers to improve quality of the programming for young children in our community.
Right. Same question to you, if you would, Cassandra.
Yes, ELNC is a nonprofit that focuses on providing quality early childhood services and experiences for low opportunity children and families in targeted neighborhoods in Grand Rapids. Our program provides these services through trusted community partnerships with serving children from birth to 5 years old. We receive funding through the Great Start Readiness Program, through the Office of Head Start, and through W.K. Kellogg. And so our children would not have access to these programmings without those fundings. We also operate a program, Baby Scholars, for children as well.
Nice. What do you love about working in early childhood?
Great question.
Yes. Good question. Well,
good question. I love being able to provide services for children and families. We have served over 2,000 children in since our inception, but over the this year we are serving 350 plus children, and our team has the ability to support families as their child's first teacher. It is great to be able to impact children, families, and also teachers. So it's tiring work, but it is work that is truly needed and work that we can see the impacts of the work that we do every day.
And what are some of the positive impacts your program's work is having within the community?
Well, these children, as I stated, are children who would not have the ability to have quality early childhood experiences. Mm-hmm. So not only are we preparing them for kindergarten, but we're really preparing them for life. And we're not only preparing the children, but we're preparing the families. We are giving family support, ensuring that families are also meeting their needs and goals, their personal goals, their family goals, and also their children's educational goals.
Look, what a little birdie passed by the other day.
Isn't that cute?
Early learning
our
neighborhood.
Babies.
I did your baby, and I went out and read with them a couple years ago. And
so, thank you for reading.
Well, let's keep it up. And
yes.
Again, I add that just to the work that you do with the community. You reach out and ask for those to read.
And it's very good for our children to be able to see community come into their schools. It's great for them to be able to see that the community cares. And one way we can show that is through reading. That's one way. Giving and donations is also another way. But reading also helps. So it's great that our children can see possibilities when people come in.
Thank you, Cassandra. Let's spend some time with you, Ashley Karsten, again, Director of Early Childhood with Kent ISD. What do you love about working with our kids?
I love the age we work with. I think we have so much impact on their lives, starting at birth, getting them ready for school. We are setting the stage for the foundation of how they view school. I also love the people I work with. The passion in the people who work in early childhood, they're some of the most hardworking and motivated individuals I've seen.
Kids are going to see that too, aren't they?
They do. They see their teachers coming to school with smiles on their faces and loving their jobs. And in turn, they love school because that's what they see.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And would you expand on some of the positive impacts your program's work is having within our community?
Absolutely. So the Great Start Readiness Program, we have 191 classrooms over Kent County. So we're serving over 3,000 children. We also have Bright Beginnings home visiting, so families are getting the chance to work with an educator one-on-one in the home, working with the the manipulatives and the toys they have in their home already so that they can take that and extend their child's learning when that home visitor is gone. In addition, Great Start to Quality is reaching out to licensed childcare providers and unlicensed providers, helping them improve their quality so that every child across the county is getting the best care possible.
Thank you for that. Let's also stay with you, Ashley, with this question, if I may. In general, what are the barriers early childhood educators and caregivers face in staying in the field or in program sites maybe that stay open?
Absolutely. There's definitely some barriers to staying in early childhood. The education required to be an early childhood educator, to be a lead teacher, we require a bachelor's degree and a ZA or a ZS, which is higher than an elementary school teacher. So many of our staff come in with student loans, and the rate of pay that we're able to pay these teachers because of the grant funding, it continues to be a barrier, and we have staff leave not because they don't love the work, but because they have to do it for their families.
For that realization, and yet, again, you choose, hopefully, your career based on passion. And
absolutely.
But bills need to be paid.
Right.
Tell me the same question to you, Cassandra Earle. What would be a barrier in your world?
I agree with Ashley. Qualified, consistent teachers. It's a barrier to keeping those teachers. One of the things also we deal with is ensuring that teachers, we want to have teachers who look like the children that they're also serving. So that is an additional barrier in terms of education, but also ensuring that we have teachers who can really understand where our families are coming from. As Ashley stated, everyone who does this work is passionate, and we really want to be sure that their pay and those benefits are measured and commensurate with their passion. Now, you won't be able to pay me all that I'm worth, but I mean, we really want to be sure that teachers have a living wage.
Thank you again for that. Let's talk, Cassandra, about the gaps then. What still needs to be done, and how are you asking for us to support?
Every area of workforce depends on childcare. In education. Michigan works when child care and education works. And so we have one of our program sites, they had children, but they did not have qualified teachers. And that's a huge barrier, but that's also a gap that we're seeing. And so I think funding would really help to ensure that we have a consistent workforce. Also helping to explore all of the great, there are wonderful benefits as well as being an early childhood professional. I think not a lot of people are going into teaching right now. And we also want to stress that while there are some barriers, there are more benefits. There are more benefits to the barriers. So retention with teachers, but also recruiting teachers and starting that recruitment early. Most people who are in teaching now, you start because you loved babysitting, or you started when you were in middle school or in high school. And so being able to really capitalize on that will be beneficial for our field.
Yes, kids still bring you a little apple. Did I love the teacher?
So we do give apples. I love that.
Apple,
best time of
apple
year.
A day gives keeps the doctor away. What's your gap, if you would share, Ashley?
I second everything Sandra just said, but also when we look at the populations, we do have programming for, we have some four-year-old preschool programming, but we do not have enough three-year-old preschool programming across Kent County and across the state of Michigan. It's important that children get into preschool. We know that research shows if children have 2 years of preschool, they have better success in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we don't have enough three-year-old preschool mm-hmm. programs.
And we can even back up to like infant toddler. So if you think about that is a huge gap as well. I think we are so adamant. We want to get them ready for kindergarten. But if we think about that full continuum, having more spaces available to be able to serve children.
Cassandra Earle, how important is reading to our little ones?
Woo! It is fundamental. It is. I think one of the greatest gifts that I received from my older sister was the love of reading. And that is, it has changed my life. And so being able to impart that wisdom to our families and children is, you need it. You have to.
Ashley?
I think reading is foundational to later success. A lot of it's that one-on-one time. If you can be one-on-one with a student, it's fun. If children are having fun, they're learning. It's all about how we start the day, how we end the day. So starting with some of those skills and ending just sets them up for later success.
Let's get you back to those kids. Ashley Karsten, Director of Early Childhood, Kent ISD. How do we find out more information?
You can visit the National Association for Young Children. Michigan also has the Michigan Association for the Education of Young Children. And locally, you can visit successstartsearly.org for some tips for parenting, as well as preschool resources and other educational resources.
Mm-hmm. Cassandra Earle, Associate Director, Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative.
I second all of those. We came together with our resources. Also, both of our agencies have Facebook pages as well.
More is not always better, right? Efficient. Ladies, thank you for taking care of our future. By Leaps and Bounds, the Critical Role of Early Childhood Educators. That would be you. Thank you.